You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about free pizza if you control the skies, Bigfoot hunt from your pickup truck, and a bucket of cheese that lasts longer than child support.
All that and more on episode 147 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Guy Smiley Rob Cast. What's going on?
That is me. Not too much, really. Just kind of settling into January.
Yeah, the blahs of January, where you realize all the good stuff is gone, and then you have to deal with this for at least another month and a half before.
Well, actually, I've by choice, I'm off for another couple weeks at least. So, you know, I don't want to rush into the new year.
Well, when you're a global drug dealer, you can make your own hours.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And everybody's all partied out from New Year. So, you know.
Yeah, it's just like.
Here we go.
Give the old sniffer a rest, right?
Yes, people, please, for God's sakes. Give people time to stock up.
Exactly.
Or I always wondered, okay, like, you know, on special occasions like New Year's Eve, or up here I know we got like Victoria Day weekend, the May long weekend, where regular people might actually dabble in a little of the bad stuff, illegal drugs or whatever the case may be, right? You know what I mean? So it's like they're like the special occasion people. And I can imagine on those weekends, the regulars that are daily users or every weekend users are like, hey, why are the prices going up on New Year's, man?
It's equivalent to showing up at the gym, that you've been going to for the last 5 years. And every January you show up and you're like, what the fuck's with all these people, man?
Yeah, exactly. What's all these people at my dealer's house? Yeah. Oh, come on. Inflated prices. What?
Jeez, you're cutting this with what? Baking powder now? Like, Jesus Christ, man.
You're not even trying anymore.
It's only for a little while, man. You'll see 90 days from now, they'll all be gone.
Yeah.
And then just be the good stuff for me and you, man. Just me and you.
Yeah, come on, man. You got to take care of your regulars. You mean Jesus Christ? So here we are. Everybody, gyms and drug dealers alike are settling in to their January schedule.
You'd be surprised how much they have in common too.
Exactly. Oh yeah, yeah.
They're both dealing with like sweaty people who can't control themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. I actually, I'm a big champion of not fucking posting workouts on Facebook.
Oh, you absolutely love not posting workouts.
Exactly. I'm a huge thing. It's like, oh, hey, it's just, for us, especially in our mid-40s, I always go bang on about, hey, oh, you did some light daily exercise today. Oh, well, fuck, what else did you do? Go grocery shopping? Feed your kids? Like, this is things you're supposed to do.
For the record, those who don't know, this is why I post every time I go to the gym.
Yes, exactly. It drives me insane. But I don't know if everybody just stopped following me, but out of my, a friend group on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, the workout posts have dropped significantly.
Yeah, it's so, because everybody who was like working out before the holidays was like, oh, look at me. I'm not that person who just goes to the gym in January. Yeah. I'm working out before. And then January comes along and they literally aren't going to the gym.
Maybe that's it. But either way, I'm delighted with not seeing the Facebook workout posts. Whether and if I had a small influence on even a handful of people saying, oh, they pull out their phone and about to do that stupid fucking mirror selfie at the gym and like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do this because there's an asshole on Facebook that is going to call me out on my shit.
It was then that Rob learned how the internet really works.
Exactly. And
get ready after this episode drops.
Exactly. You're in this tsunami of gym posts. But hey, if I've even changed one Facebook timeline, it's a success.
Well, I've increased my frequency of posting when I go to the gym, so.
Yes. When, for you. When it happens. Yes.
I doubled down. Oh, shut up.
So here we are. What else is going on? I don't know if I have a whole bunch to cover. Oh, I got one little story I saw this week that was interesting, but we'll bring that up a little bit later. Everybody's enjoying the NFL playoffs.
So much. I was hoping for the Chargers to beat the Patriots in that game. Didn't happen. Wow.
I thought so too. I thought, hey, there wasn't a snowstorm, a nice sunny day. I thought Philip Rivers was going to be like, nope, they got their ass handed to him. So, yeah, and
they did.
Again, you can't bet against Tom Brady. But either way, we're down to the final four. Very exciting. And the number one and number two seeds in both conferences are vying for a spot in the Super Bowl. So good for them.
Yeah. Well, you know. I got no more dogs left in this fight.
No.
I was like, you know, the fans said, like, we want you to be a Miami fan. So I was a Miami fan now for 2 years, just watching, you know, and it's been fun. It's been all right. But, you know, the Chargers were my original team before this. Mm-hmm. And so when the Dolphins were out, I'm like, well, I'll cheer for them because they're still in. And, you know, and then they face New England. And I'm like, oh, well.
I think what you're saying is you root for them. It'd be like I'm a giant New York Giants fan, but if I always have a soft spot for some fucking team somewhere, be like, yeah, it's like I used to be, decades ago, I used to cheer for the Mets. And a lot of that has to do with the farm team used to be in Buffalo. We used to get a lot of Buffalo TV. They were great in the 80s when I was a kid. So that influences a lot. But over the last few decades, I've migrated on to be, and now I'm a full-fledged Blue Jay fan. But that didn't happen overnight. That was, and I'm a fair-weather baseball fan. So it's like, I cheer for the Jays, but you know, if the Mets happen to make a run, it's like, yeah, you're rooting for them. But I would never go online and go, hey, my Mets won. It's like, no. You don't.
Oh, I would have done that. No. Oh, fuck yeah, I would have done that.
No.
See, I know, especially because I know it's another thing that gets Rob.
Yes, bandwagoning? Oh, fuck.
He calls it bandwagoning, right? But if you decide that you're not happy with your team and you decide you're going to switch teams, you're like, you know what? I'm tired of cheering for this team.
Of course.
The reason I did it was because my team moved, yeah. Right? But if I decide, like, oh, I'm not happy with the Giants anymore, I'm going to cheer for the Dallas Cowboys.
Sure.
Back in the day, Rob was like, you can't do that. No, it's your team. You got to stick with it. There's no switching teams. No fucking way.
Oh, no. I have a rule for switching. I've been over it before. There's a whole thing. Email me if you want to know how to switch a team. It's just the people.
Don't email him. Switch your teams whenever you want.
No. There is a specific.
Rob doesn't dictate the world, all right? That's not how it works.
Yeah. Yes, of course. When it comes to this, I do. Well, and of course, we're joking. Cheer for whoever the fuck you want. It's not going to bother me. Just don't. We have a lot of people, like, you know, I have a family member that if you want to know what to buy that person for Christmas, you have to, and if you're going to buy like a sports jersey or a sports hat, you literally have to check the standings Christmas Eve. Because if they're not number one on Christmas morning, well, you bought the wrong fucking thing. It's those people that are fucking ridiculous. It's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
You know, anyway, enough about that. Sports. We're not being a sports show or I don't know what we are, but we're... don't come up
without pants, at least from my side.
Yes, exactly. So anything going on with you?
I've got that movie that I show up in there on Netflix coming out there on January 25th.
Yes.
Called Polar. I make a blip appearance, so you know, it's a memorable one. You'll see me be like, oh, that's okay, that was him.
Oh, hey, it's bigger than the appearance I've ever made in anything. So,
I mean, it's actually a very good scene. The director really enjoyed the scene, and so he gave me a bunch of compliments on it and what he thought about it, and that I don't want to get into that stuff. That's, you know,
because that's your business. Yeah.
Yeah. But so he was happy with it. I was happy with it. You know, move on to the next project. But anyways, it's coming out. I don't know about when it's coming out in Canada, because I think Constantine Films owns the rights for international and in Canada. But it will be coming out in US and a bunch of European countries. So check the 25th, see if it's out on your Netflix. And then if not, it'll show up eventually. Yeah. It's cool. It's a hitman film, you know, so assassin film, I should say. Assassins on Assassins. So the trailer's out. Go to YouTube. Check out Polar movie trailer, and it's on Netflix. It was trending. for like the first 2-3 days. Like, I think, I don't know, I think we got up to the number 8, 9, 7, nice. 6. I don't know. But it's trending for a long time. It's well over 2 million views so for a trailer. So that's interesting when you think about it that, you know, if you even if half of those were double views or whatever, there's still like 1 million people are about to watch.
Yeah, maybe absolutely.
More, maybe more. These are just people who saw the trailer. So like millions of people are going to watch something I did online, which is fucking nuts.
It is. It's crazy. I had a friend of mine that was a comedian, and then he ended up on one of these Last Comic Standing shows. And it was what blew his mind was like, wow, this show has 4 million viewers in Canada. You mean it's like, right. like that, that's how many people watch that person. It's strange. It must be a very surreal thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't expect people to go, oh my God, that was you. And unless you see me other stuff and you know who I am, like, I'm still safe to walk to the store. First of all, I'd be safe if I did walk to the store. Cause I'd probably be healthier.
Yes, so exactly. Yes, you should walk to the store, actually.
I should, now that I think about it, I should be walking somewhere else. Forget the store. But I'm safe to walk in public is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I should be walking more. I think I took a turn.
You did take a turn. It always goes back to the gym. Just, I don't care. Walk or wherever you want. Just don't fucking post about it.
Yeah. Well, either way, if I'm out in public, nobody's mobbing me. I'm okay.
Yes.
You know, I could do 10 movies and be like a supporting actor, and I still be okay. People be like, "You look familiar."
That's
just like being a Canadian actor.
Yes, right?
You're never famous unless you go to the U.S. and make it big.
Well, remember I got recognized in a bathroom in Orlando at a Star Wars celebration thing. So hey, you never know.
Yeah, but I think they pass. You know, you're the bathroom quote unquote network. Yes. Yeah, I think they passed your picture around. So
right,
that might be a whole different crowd that recognized you.
It's hard. It's really easy to recognize somebody when you see.
Are you Rob Peepolecast? Yes, I am.
Yes, I didn't recognize you without having a bathroom stall in front of my face.
I didn't recognize you without that whole cut and stall next to me. I mean, wow, it's so weird to see your face.
Yes. Oh, all right. So awesome. So we'll have more on that next week, and of course, as it comes out to release dates, and we'll be hashtagging and everything and promoting that stuff. And other than that, anything else going on?
I do have an update. We're going to talk about this a little bit when we talk about housekeeping, but I do want to bring up the fact that I have changed my handles on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And actually switched a couple on YouTube, but they're pretty much the same. So anyways, to get a hold of me, I've got a specific email.
Right.
But I also decided that I used to be called we used to say, Roman citizens.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. And instead, it's not Romans citizens.
Right.
You weren't my citizens.
Right.
Essentially, it was Roman, but it was Roman citizens, meaning we're all in this together. That was essentially the theory behind the name. But to promote myself as an actor, I really need to put my name out there.
Yes.
Right. I can't be using, I have a friend of mine who, he's in a bunch of, bunch of TV series and he's great.
Yes.
Right. But his handle was just nothing related to to who he was. Right.
Exactly. So, like Homer Simpson's is like Chunky Lover 55 or something. Like you don't make.
Did he work for a Hyper Global Compu MegaNet?
Yes, that's it. Yes.
Yeah. So, when you work for a big company like that.
Of course.
But for myself, so my new handle is The Roman LeBeau.
There you go.
No spaces, no underscores, no dashes. At The Roman LeBeau on Twitter, on Instagram.
Christian Grinder.
No,
not yet. Okay, so you're still Roman citizens.
Everything else is still Roman citizens.
Oh, okay, so there you go.
Snapchat is still Roman citizens. They don't allow you to change it. So I'd probably have to delete it, but it's not a big deal. I don't use Snapchat that often. I mean, how often can you send a dick pic to somebody before they say, dude, enough?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
I just send around pictures of Dick Van Dyke. I don't understand why it doesn't work.
That's right. I'm going to do a collage of people named Dick.
Yes.
Dick Cheney, Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
Dick Thornburg. You know, the guy from Die Hard.
Sure.
Yeah. The reporter.
The obvious
dicks. I have like four dicks. You know, it just send that going, here are my dick pics.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I never done. Has anybody done this? I'm going to do this. Sounds like
I might have seen that. That might be a thing. Check
really?
It.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I would think somebody would have came up with it. I'm not the fucking genius of the world here.
No.
You know this, Mike, because I just called myself the genius of the world.
Exactly. Especially when you came up with sending somebody a Dick Van Dyke pic. Like, I just can't. You know, of course. Let's not rewrite history here.
Yeah. Rob came up with the initial idea. I'm like, let's just send a whole bunch of dicks.
And I'm the genius. See, Rob's a one dick kind of guy. Roman, he likes a bouquet of dicks.
It's a plethora of dicks.
It's a brother. He's not homosexual. He's just like a penis enthusiast.
Well, everybody's a penis enthusiast.
Exactly.
You know, men and women, men who enjoy having theirs, and women enjoy having theirs for a while.
Exactly. Yeah. And some aren't enthused, but you know, whatever.
And then there's other. Oh, that's true. There's others. Not penis enthusiasts at all. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave that whole section out.
No, of course not. And again, hey, to each their own. If you're an enthusiast or not.
If it's a rubber version, you're still an enthusiast.
That's right. Strap on or otherwise.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you use a prosthetic.
Sure.
You're still an enthusiast, all right?
It's like having a toy gun. You still think they're cool.
And this one's a little less loaded.
Yes, exactly. All right. Maybe we should hop in the headlines before we get.
Yeah. So anyways, at the Roman LeBeau, that's where you'll find me on social media. So I'm pretty sure I've updated everything. So yeah, hit me up if you want to send me a direct message or.
Tasty nudes.
No dick pics, thanks. I'm full up.
You're full up. You get lots of dick pics.
Yeah. Everybody's a fucking comedian on the internet. It's been done. Don't fucking do it.
Terabytes of it.
I mean, I'm running out of hard drive space. Like, what? Why are you saving
it? Yeah, why are you keeping this?
Look, it's just like evidence. Evidence of what?
You really want that shit in the cloud?
You never know. It's like send me a tasteful nude, and I might be like, oh, here's something for you.
Yes, here's some random dick.
Yeah, these look way better than my dick. Please take these.
Yes, exactly. These are far more impressive. Thicker and veinier.
I don't know if you're allowed to re-gift dick pics, but what the fuck?
I'm thinking as a rule of thumb, once you send your dick out there, hey, man, it's no longer
it's true. No, it's like making a movie, man. Once you make a movie, it no longer belongs to you, man. It belongs to the world. So
it's out there.
Bruce Willis can say it's not a fucking Christmas movie, but Die Hard is a Christmas movie because the audience says it is.
Exactly.
Right? Same thing with your dick. As soon as you send it out there, man, it's not yours. That dick pic is no longer yours, man.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You know what we should do? We should hop into headlines, finally.
Yes. Headlines. I've got a bunch of headlines here, and I'm not even sure. I think one of these stories actually told, and I didn't block it out. So I'm going to skip over that one. And, okay, so as we know, our American friends, a lot of them are the government is shut down right now.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yes.
So, again, we're not going to get into the politics of it. We're just this is the reality of the situation. The government shut down, so some people aren't getting a paycheck. Some people aren't working. But some people, due to safety reasons, have to work without pay. They will be paid afterwards, but for now, they have no paycheck coming in. So, Our Canadian brethren decided to do something very nice gesture to our American friends.
Okay.
So, Canadian air traffic controllers send pizzas to U.S. counterparts who are working without pay.
Nice.
So Gander, Newfoundland is the east coast of Canada, as well, you know this, but our audience may not know. And they actually control a giant swath of the airways. They're very important in the air traffic control business.
Yeah,
9/11 happened. They're the ones who were redirecting everything. This is a huge section. So what they did was they said, hey, our friends over on Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Long Island. And they said, you guys are working without pay, this and that. So we're going to just send you over a buttload of pizzas.
Nice.
Right? And they picked a place. Apparently, it was like an actual Canadian place, and they had it shipped over. They didn't just buy it locally.
Oh, didn't know?
And this is Long Island. Long Island, they know pizza, right?
They have New York pizza, yeah.
So they sent them the pizza, and they said apparently it was quite good, and they were actually very touched, and they said they were very impressed because it's a small community.
Yeah.
Right. So they're showing that they stick together. So then after that, it started cascading. It was like, okay, so I think Toronto people sent it down to like some like Chicago or Buffalo area.
Yeah, of course.
Winnipeg, and then you had Calgary send it down to like
Minnesota
area and all that there. So and then Vancouver down to Washington. So they just started. It just started cascading, and it became a thing where the Canadian air traffic controller sent food, pizza.
Yeah.
Say like, hey, man, we stand with you. We know you're going through tough times, but don't worry. We're with you, you know. And you know, keep your chin up, son. We're here for you.
Yeah, because they have to work. Yeah, it's just fucked. There anyway. We're not getting into it. I'm not fucking going there. Yeah. Nobody wants to hear what Rubcast has to say about the shutdown. But yeah, no, this is awesome. And this is again, you mean it makes you proud. You mean to be? Yeah, that's a Canadian for you.
Yeah, and like, look, as Canadians, when it comes to Americans. And Americans love to say how nice we are and how polite we are. But truth is that we're kind of assholes sometimes.
Oh, anybody listening to the show knows that. Like,
all right. Next headline.
Yes.
Okay. You're going to like this, man. Montana man shoots at guy he thinks is Bigfoot.
Of course.
Good. Yeah. So the thing is that they didn't immediately catch this guy. I don't even know if they did, but at one point what happened is some guy was just walking and he gets shot at. So he runs up to the guy who shot at him. He says, "What the fuck are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, sorry, my bad. I thought you were Bigfoot." And he's like, "Are you out of your fucking mind?" He's like, "You can't just start shooting at people." He's like, "Look, anytime I look at something and if it looks like it's Bigfoot, I'm shooting at it, okay?" And then he drove off. And then apparently he did this multiple more times, shooting at people who he thought were Bigfoot. Now, that could have been a legitimate reason that he thought they looked like if they walked out wearing a ghillie suit or something.
Right.
You know, okay, I get it. And those who don't know, ghillie suit is American, what you see the American military wear, Canadians wear, I think it was invented by us. But everything's invented by us, of course. But it makes you look like mossy and all that, and you can hide in
yeah, of course, yeah. Grass and stuff. Camouflage.
So, yeah, so if you're wearing camouflage and you walk out of the woods, you're like, oh, Bigfoot, bang. Okay, I might understand.
But
if you're walking out and you're wearing like an orange vest,
yeah,
right, and a multicolored skirt, and you're a woman going like, why are you shooting at me? You know, well, I look like light rainbow bright here.
Yeah,
and I thought you were gay Bigfoot.
Gay Bigfoot. Gay Bigfoot. Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were Gayfoot. Gayfoot? What the fuck is that? It's not even a thing. Well, either way, if I think you're Gayfoot, I'm going to shoot at you.
Okay? I'm going to shoot you. It's not because you're gay.
No. Don't make this a thing.
Don't make this. Please, don't make this a thing. I'm not homophobic. I'm Bigfoot phobic. Yeah, so going into the bush cosplaying as Chewbacca is not a great idea. Just because you could be, even if you're not mistaken for Bigfoot, you'd be mistaken for a bear or something. You mean like people scare easily. And if people are in the bush and they have guns, well, you know, shit's going to go down. So,
and what's worse is he's not even just randomly shooting at people for like, just like walking in the woods. He's literally shooting from his F-150 pickup truck.
Yeah.
He's in his truck shooting from his truck, which is most places illegal.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know about Montana, but I'm pretty sure it probably would be because they're very smart people out there. And they love hunting, and most places that love hunting don't allow you to shoot from inside your truck.
Right.
So, it happened quite a few times, and I think they're still hunting this guy out. I don't know if they ever caught the guy, but if I got the guy, we'd be having a conversation he would not be enjoying.
No, exactly.
Huh? Do I look like Bigfoot now? And I'm stepping on his neck.
Well, sir, you're an idiot, and please, I mean, don't, and yeah, don't shoot at something if you don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
that's, if you're in mortal danger, it'd be close enough to realize, oh my god, that's not Bigfoot. All right, next headline.
Costco now sells a 27-pound tub of macaroni and cheese that lasts 20 years.
What?
Now, for myself, I'm not a huge prepper, but I do have some prepper tendencies.
Yes.
I got stuff here. I got water. I got some food. You know, just in case a disaster happens, I've got a little bit. I'm trying to build it up a lot more. Right. Trying to be one of those people who you look at and you go, really? But I'm not even close to that.
Right.
So this would be perfect for this. It says, do you like mac and cheese? Do you love mac and cheese? The membership warehouse store Costco now sells 27 pounds of it in a big 6-gallon mop bucket. At $89.99, you get 180 servings of Chef's Banquet macaroni and cheese, which the company says will remain edible for up to 20 years. So it's not 20 years worth of food. It's just it's an edibility.
It'll be edible, yeah.
Eatability? I don't know. Fuck. I don't know words. So that means that you could still be enjoying macaroni and cheese during the president. Oh, that's funny. Ocasio-Cortez second term. Despite the glorious image of 27 pounds of creamy golden macaroni and cheese flowing from a bucket, better suited to hold a kitchen tile ground, each serving of noodles and cheese is individually packed. Of course, that's how they, you know, that's how they keep your freshness in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, so there's, 27 pounds of it.
Gross.
And 180 servings. So it's 180 individually. Oh, well, no, I shouldn't say 180. Like each packet could be two servings. Or
right, right.
Servings. So, yeah. So it's a whole bunch of individual packets. It's usually ones where you just have to add water.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Oil or something. And I think this is fantastic. You don't even need this as a – see, look, $89.99. Spend $90. Our friends in the U.S. who are having a hard time right now. There you go. Groceries for a month.
There you go, carb load.
Right? You'd be constipated till Memorial Day.
But yeah, so again, you're saving you're getting food and you're saving on toilet paper. And
you're saving on toilet paper, absolutely.
There you go.
Make yourself a storage bin.
When I was I don't know if I ever told you this or the audience, but I had this always had this joke in the back of my mind where I would print up KY labels and put them and print up larger stickers and change the volume. So instead of having 5 milliliters, have 5 liters. You mean, or 5 gallons, whatever, and then blow up the sticker and put it on empty white buckets, like regular plain.
Yeah, the 5 gallon pails.
Yeah, 5 gallon pails, and every garbage day, have an extra couple 5 gallon pails out in the recycle. So the garbage man is just like, oh, what the fuck? And just without fail, do it every week,
and then just coat the rim with Vaseline.
Well, yeah, we do whatever. They can be empty. I clean out my recycling, right? Well, I'm a good recycler. So, yeah, I just have these empty white pails with these big-ass KY labels on them. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Or have him show up one day, and you're like, you got 2 more in your arms. Hang on, I got a couple more. Run out. Here you go, bud.
But you walk with, your legs together as if you're clenching.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's it. Just, and it's not – it would be the long joke. But it might not even pay off if you're at work and you don't see the garbage guy show up, but you know it'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. That's something you set up with a camera.
Yeah. It's just like, you just have the garbage guy going, what the? Who uses 10 gallons of KY in a week?
Just to mess with the garbage. Just start dumping stuff. Just buy stuff to throw it away.
Yes.
Just to mess with the garbage guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, it's a whole new level of evil, man.
Yeah. Or you go to Costco and you get one of those, a pallet jack there, and you have a skid of Kleenex and a few tubs of lube. You're just going through the cash. Big weekend plan. Big weekend. Anyway. All right. So I guess that's it. You know, more headlines.
Well, yeah, I've got more. We'll save the rest for next time.
Yeah, I got one. Let me just throw it out there real quick for you. It just came across one of the Facebook feeds. Here's the headline. Guy who slept with 150 men gave up sex for a year and realized he's actually straight.
is that a Beaverton?
No. That came across something else. So, yeah, again, there's no – hey. Nothing wrong with banging 150 dudes. Nothing wrong with giving up sex for a year. There's nothing wrong with changing your flavors. But I'm just assuming this gentleman is bisexual. You mean, again, come on.
He's probably like, wow, sex is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody likes doing this.
And then it's like, oh, want to have sex with a woman? What's a woman? then he has sex with a woman. He's like, oh, this is a vagina. This is fantastic.
Yeah, this is a way better fit. This fits. This is excellent.
It just stops. He's like, I prefer this.
I prefer this. I just realized. Yeah, but I think, again, it's not, hey, and you know, whatever you do in your personal life, we're 100% behind you. Preferably behind you, because this guy
is the other way around. Is we're losing.
Yeah, exactly. So, but it's just, did it take you 150 to get there? Did it? How many times you got to eat a peanut butter sandwich before you don't like it? You mean, I think after one or two, maybe.
Oh, this is just what you do.
This is, I guess. All right. So, yeah, we'll leave it alone with that.
Dude, he slept with 150 men, finally rescued from that island of Lord of the Flies.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, you got out of jail. Oh, okay. I get it. Well, yeah, whatever. You know,
yeah, nobody's judging you when you're in jail. Stuff happens to you in jail. Nobody judges you.
No. Have at her.
Yeah. Now have at her.
Yes, now at have at her. Yes, exactly. So, all right. So I'm going to take care of a quick little bit of housekeeping. If you want to get a hold of the show on Twitter, we are at Roman Pod and Cast, and also Roman Pod and Cast on Instagram. You can find myself. I am at Robert MM Cast on Twitter, Casting1973 on Instagram. And don't forget about Roman's Big Change. He is at the Roman Lebeau on Twitter and Instagram, right? And Snapchat.
No, Snapchat is still Roman citizens.
Okay, so yeah, the big ones anyway, Twitter and Instagram, and Christian Grinder, member, is still Roman citizens. You can find them there. Of course, do not forget about the networks we're on. We are on the EMC Podcast Network. We're on the Tangible Network, and we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. That is Emotionally 14, the numerical 14. Don't spell it out. Just put the one and the four. So emotionally14.com. So check out all those sites for all their awesome shows and all our co-network buddies and everything else. They promote the show, and we thank them very much. And of course, do not forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes you'd like to send Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com, and he'll happily prove your tasty nudes. But if you have any tasteful nudes, you can send them care of Rob. Same address, romanpodcast@gmail.com, and I'll happily taste, if the ones are tasteful. But please put it in the heading. I don't want to accidentally look at a tasty nude. You know, come on now. You know. So, and of course, do not forget our review reach around. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach around, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. And we call that the review reach around.
That's right. That's a 5-star cheesy goodness reach around.
Awesome. And last but not least, do not forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca. Go there. It takes you right to our TeePublic store. If you want anything, our logo on a t-shirt, on a phone case, on a laptop, on a pillow, you can get our faces on a pillow. Like, talk about what, who wouldn't want that? Who would want to sit on our faces all day long? You know, come on now. Roman's just what? What's going on? So there you go. Go to RomanPodcast.com to get all that good stuff. And so until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman Lebeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations. You have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out tangiblenetwork.com. You can look them up and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangiblenetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.